Hello, hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Prepare for Landon. This conversation, I got to sit down and talk with a guy I haven't really seen or really chatted to for a while. But we used to be in a band together, and he's still in that band, and it's Chris from Redeem Revive. Now we talk a little bit about the band. We talk about his videography work, which, if you're looking to do a movie, hire this guy, man. He's really good. He does music video stuff. He does work for off-road vehicles. He does these really cinematic, amazing shots of super fast cars and stuff, which, speaking of which, this guy needs to pay my laundry bill because my pants are ruined. I went in his car and that thing is fast. But either way, hopefully you enjoy the conversation. Go give him a follow, go check out his stuff, and yeah, I don't know. Go drive a fast car. That shit was fun, but really scary. Either way.
I don't know, man. Crazy, dude. Like,
I let you in my house.
What are we talking about? What?
This is the Prepare for Landon podcast with your host, Joshua Landon. Buckle up.
Yeah! Would indicate that my eye line would be on the third. So if you're filming this whole thing, rule of thirds would be right about here, which would be awkward. Since you're feeling them. It's your thing. Do your thing. It's yours.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think I'm cool with that shot. Okay. It's how they've all been shot so far.
Oh. Okay. Cool. Tight.
Yeah, this doesn't need to be.
Okay.
You know.
No. Okay. Yeah. Well, it's not gonna be.
It doesn't need to be. So, hey, man, how you doing?
Oh, this sounds good.
Yeah. So we're rocking and rolling, I believe.
Don't touch this.
I mean, you can, like, move the stand if you want every now and then.
Hello.
Yeah.
Okay. They're gonna hear this.
Yeah. That's fine. You're a man of many shakes. Hey, gals and girls and guys and whatever. First thing Chris said to me was if he can park in my driveway when he got here.
Why not?
That's just a you thing to do.
Well, it's a $100,000 car, so.
Yeah. It looks very nice.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So, do I have any, barbecue sauce? My face?
None that I can see.
Would you tell me if I did?
Yeah.
Okay.
Dude, okay, so there's a few things I've been wanting to talk to you about.
Yeah.
And I kind of wasn't sure where to start, but I think I know where.
Okay.
Your voiceover work.
Okay.
What's up with that? So you're doing it?
Just
or
for
you,
fun.
Just for fun?
Just for fun. Completely.
But you're not going to try to pursue it at any point?
I wouldn't know where to begin if I wanted to.
I mean, I've heard some of your commercials.
Yeah, commercials. Yeah. They're all... No. This is totally for fun. Aldo just has a cool studio. Let me move this down a little bit. This is my fucking face. Aldo has pretty dope studio. Fairly close to my house. It's like mm-hmm. 30 minutes. So I've always wanted to record stuff. But I've always been one to shy away from the technicalities of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like when we did our videos... When we did the King of Amarillo and stuff, like you edited those, remember?
Yeah.
Like I was just, I don't.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, Jesus. I was just like, I don't want to do that because I've never wanted to just sit there and like learn it. You know, it just kind of was. It was really daunting for me.
Mm-hmm.
So when Aldo got his own studio, that seemed like an opportunity for me to like, oh, just have fun and like I could go. Like it's all set up, it's all good. I can go in there whenever I want. And we just went in. I was just doing all improv stuff. It was just really funny.
Yeah.
And then like just hearing Aldo laughing in the other room was just like was just more like, I don't know.
It was kind of fueled your fire a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. But I didn't. I mean, I've always wanted to do voice acting.
You've always gone off in random. Yeah. Voice rants of all kinds of different characters on tour
there?
And shit.
Were you there when we were? I think it was. Were you in the van? It was, I think it was Oregon, and like Zach was setting up his drum kit. Were you there in the van?
I need more detail.
I know Aldo was there, 100%. Well, I was just like ad-libbing him. I was adding like his...
Oh, Zach setting it up?
Yeah,
I,
yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember anything specific.
I mean, it wasn't
like,
anything
You did
like,
that shit a lot, though.
Yeah, I know. But that one was like the funny... That was... We were literally cry laughing.
Yeah.
Because it was just fitting so well, and like, people were coming up to him.
Dude.
And I would do the voice for those people coming up to him and be like, hey, bro, can you shut up? What's that?
What's that?
Yeah. Yeah, it was always just a fun thing to do. But as I said, I wouldn't know where to start.
Well, have you reached out to, have you thought about wanting to reach out to, I don't know, characters of shows or looking out to
I did do a couple, like, actual interviews. Mm-hmm. So, like, one of my friends is, like, a legitimate voice actor, and he helped a little bit, like, kind of steer me in that direction of, like, what to do to improve or, like, what to do to, like, go for that.
Yeah.
But I never really took it that seriously. Like, I didn't really... I wanted to, but with like the most minimal amount of effort. How about that?
Like if it just fell into your lap, yeah. And you're like, okay, cool.
Yeah. So like if I started to get some momentum into it, mm-hmm. yeah, then I would be like, oh, this is like cool. I'm getting some good feedback or I'm getting some good opportunities. I'll pursue it. But if I have to like fucking push through, I'm not gonna do that.
That makes sense.
And, yeah. Just
but, yeah. You've always been good at that shit. And then when I found out that you were kind of stepping into that world and doing it, I was like, yeah, this, it sounds really good, it's hilarious.
Thanks. Did you how much of it did you hear?
I heard the boot barn.
Oh my god, that one got to you.
I heard was there a Toyota one, like pickup trucks or
no, it was Coors Light.
Coors Light, that's yeah,
Coors,
that's right.
Light. Yeah, that's what it was.
It's good shit.
When you crack into a bottle of Coors, you're cracking to America.
Yeah, can you ad lib one right now? Do you want to try
that? I don't
want
to do that. Oh, no, put on the spot.
Stomach drop.
Yeah, no, put on the spot. I don't want to do that. It was just, music. All that was music. So, like, we would go on YouTube and just type in, like, inspiring cinematic, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then we would just go through and, like, look. And I would hear, like, the boot bar one. I literally, not even joking, I literally heard the first 2 seconds. I think I heard, like, the first guitar note.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's it.
That's the one.
Right? Download it right now. Yeah. And then I went in the booth and I'm just like, do you want to hear it? Do you want to hear it? Like, no. Just fucking put it on. Let's go. And then I just heard that first note and the first thought was like, Americans. And I just started thinking about boots and just boot barn.
Would you mind if I like, because sometimes I'll ask people and bands that I have on if I can play their shit on my channel.
Oh, you
want to
play that?
Can I play one of your commercials?
I don't know if it's aged well.
We have to re-listen. And
there is one line I know that wouldn't age.
I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, it's not, you know, but it's fine. The Coors Light one I know is gold.
Yeah, that one's pretty good.
So
I'm sure you could sell that shit.
I think my friend was just like, dude, the last line was the whole thing was improvised,
mm-hmm.
but like the line where I was just like. Sometimes you gotta make something too, or something like that. Like every now and then, man's gotta create something too. Yeah. That's what I said. That was off the cuff, completely top of my head, and I just don't know how I did that.
Yeah.
So yeah, you could play that. You have them all queued up.
No. Like I would need to get them.
Yeah. Okay. But, yeah.
Yeah, I would like to put that on the channel for people.
Yeah,
to listen
to. Of course. Yeah, you could play that. I've had people beg me to have them because they've listened to my car or something or like.
I know you have some clips of them on your Instagram.
I have a couple, yeah, but none of those were... Actually, all those clips on my Instagram weren't, like, downloaded.
Oh, okay.
Those were just, like, played through the speaker, and I never got the file.
Yeah, we need to get that shit.
Yeah, those are... Yeah, but the boot bar one I get asked a lot. I really wanted someone to make, like, an animation for it. I think that'd be really...
You should. I'm, we can,
you know,
find
what I mean?
Someone.
Like, someone could just animate it. And just, I think it'd be funny.
Yeah.
I think it'd go... I don't want to say viral, but I think it'd go.
It'd do good.
Did you hear my Pikachu one?
No.
Oh, that one was pretty good.
Damn, dude.
I got it. The Pikachu one's really good.
You have them on your phone?
Yeah, but like you have to hear. I mean, maybe after this interview, but
yeah.
But the thing is, with the Pikachu one, I have. I did that one. It was a comic, so I was on Instagram, okay. And it was a screenshot of like a Tumblr post. So it was like 4 slides of like this of this Pikachu Tumblr post. So this guy drew like someone requested like Pikachu assassinating Winnie the Pooh. That was the topic. So then the guy like just off the cuff, you know, just drew, painted or whatever that comic, and it's just like it's all whatever. Like it's just all text. So I read it, and this is kind of around when Ryan Reynolds voiced Pikachu.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I just kind of did like I didn't do a Ryan Reynolds impression by any means, but I definitely saw the inspiration there.
Mm.
So I did like a very like rough, like a rugged voiceover for Pikachu.
Like an adult man.
Like an adult, yeah. Because like he's like setting up, like you just see like the gun. You see like a gun with like a with like all set up, all mm-hmm. all apart. And he's like monologuing. He's just like, I don't believe in God.
Just this yellow furball. Fucking
yeah, but you don't see his Pikachu yet. You just see like a gun, and it's like, I don't believe in God. And then like he's just monologuing, and then you see. And then at the very end, it's like, rest in peace, motherfucker. And then it shows, like, the scope of Winnie the Pooh's head on the scope. And then we put music to it. And then I got Call of Duty sound effects of him, like, cocking the sniper. And then, like, the song just crescendos, and then it ends.
It sounds like the trailer for, like, a really brutal Smash Bros. Game.
But... The voiceover is good, but what makes it even funnier is that it's paired with this comic.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just, it's just fucking hilarious. And I, now that I edit and film and stuff, I could probably just stitch that very easily together and like actually make that into a
thing. Do you feel like you're too busy with other shit, though, to do these voiceover things? Or it's just a matter of not wanting to put the effort into doing them?
I think it's not wanting to put the effort. Because I am I am busy, but I'm not too busy. You know?
I feel you.
Yeah, it's just like... Yeah, I am, but I decide what I want to do every day.
Yeah.
So, but it's just a lot of the times, I'm just not really, I'm not committed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not committed to it. I'm committed to what I'm doing now, but I'm not committed to that. And I just know how much time that's going to take. Like, I don't want to go for that. But I'll pull up the thing here.
Pull it up.
So when you put these up, do you ever like, do you just like throw up? The unedited episode, completely unedited with
depending. So like sometimes there's bathroom breaks and sometimes there's like maybe if this is too much dead air, maybe I'll cut it shorter, you know?
Okay. Yeah. I just didn't want to like know if I had to keep talking.
Oh no, you're good. Yeah, you're fine.
This is the
play that shit.
Do you want me to play it?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, but it's so
Put it up to the mic.
It's so much better with the
do you want to save that for like me putting it after?
We could do this right now, and then you could cut this out.
Cool.
If you want
it. I
want
to hear it.
Yeah. So we could, and then you cut it out, and then you could put like the actual one. But I also want to show you like the photos. Okay. Boom. Yeah, this is 100% like my holy grail. This is the best one. Okay, so I'm gonna try to do it this way so you can see it.
All right.
Okay. We'll play the music. Okay.
I don't believe in God. Really, I don't believe in anything much at all. Morals are nothing but a sham, packaged in narcissistic sentimentality. But not me. I'm a realist. I'm a void. I'm a trigger. I take nothing from this work. Not pleasure, not even pride. Justifications are a luxury I don't partake in. Just another face, just another name, just another day. I don't believe in God, but I do pray with every trigger that I pull. Not because I sympathize. I rid of that illness long ago. I believe, however, in hell, that's the thing. So I pray. May you rest in peace, motherfucker.
Pretty good.
That's dope.
But you gotta hear it with like surround sound.
Yeah, so
like...
we just listened to his Pikachu voiceover that I'll put at the end of this episode or something. But yeah, that's cool, man. It looks like a fucking... If someone animates that right...
Yeah.
Ooh.
I think it'll do well on like... TikTok or something. I don't know. Like if I were to just put it up. But TikTok's like hit or miss. Like either nobody sees anything or, you know, you're viral.
Yeah, exactly. So,
and then it's just like the long journey to that. And then I feel like a lot of people that do TikTok, they just, the one thing that hit, like, oh, fuck yeah.
They just hammer that over and over
until, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the end game is. They just ride that wave, I guess.
How's the band?
Do you have,
like, so is there time for that as well? Or is that like,
I'm done with my stuff.
Yeah.
Aldo hasn't done shit. Aldo hasn't done a fucking thing in like a long time.
Timestamp, clip this out.
Yeah. So yeah, we're done. Like we've done.
So what's waiting on it exactly?
Aldo.
But like for him just track to
track it.
Just to track it.
Just to track it. Because we wrote with Jacob, so a lot of the parts were already like pre, you know, harmony. What do you call it? I don't know. Like the top lines, like just been figured out.
Mm-hmm.
So if he wants to edit it, he can. But like he just hasn't even recorded. It's just honestly just like one song that he needs to do left,
So yeah. How many do you have?
We have like four in the pipeline right now.
Okay.
So he needs to do one more. Yeah, he needs to do one more.
Is that four not including somehow?
Somehow? We did somehow. We released that.
Yeah, that's... So like these are four brand new...
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Brand new songs.
But it just needs all
I even did the music video.
Yeah.
Did you see it?
Dude.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
you did.
You sent it to me. Yeah. Yeah, that shit's awesome.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't cringe at it now, but like I look at it now and there's just a lot of things I would have done differently.
Well, that's because you've grown since then.
Yeah, that was literally my first music video.
Good fucking job.
Ever. That I ever
good job.
Filmed and edited.
It's really good, man.
Thank
you. And
you
all like were the actors in it and everything too.
Yeah.
It was really cool. Max had an appearance in it.
Yes.
The fucking driving through the
yeah,
what
the
road was that? That was
that was Tribuco Canyon.
Beautiful.
That was like right next to my house. And then we also did PCH for like some like beach shots.
Mm-hmm.
And then the standoff was in
which,
San Diego.
Which involved real cops at some point as well, right?
Yeah, who told you this?
You guys posted about it. What are you talking
about? That's right. yeah, the 10 cops showed up. Because we were on like a dead end cul-de-sac,
mm-hmm.
which was like a great location, had it not have been 20 feet away from a major highway.
And they're like, oh, they have so many guns.
But the thing is, I called ahead. Like, I called and I was like, hey, we're going to be filming. We're going to have shit. We're going to have guns. You know, like, don't kill us. So that really helped.
That's good.
yeah. So when they came, I was actually filming my one scene. So I filmed the majority of, I filmed about 90% of that video.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the performance shots Pablo filmed. He helped us out on the video for somehow. That's
yeah.
when I first got started because I wasn't very confident. Originally, I was just going to do the color. I wasn't even going to edit it or film it or nothing. I was just going to like rent the cameras and just figure out what we should do. But
yeah.
as far as like the whole thing of it, I just wanted to color it because I knew that I could really do like really a good job in color.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I was learning. But then I got more and more confident. So by the time we filmed the music video, the first thing we did was the performance stuff. So I had my own camera. I had bought one at the time, and that's when I just bought it. And then we rented a second one just like it. That way we could just interchange lenses and it'd be easy. So I wasn't fully confident. And then Pablo was like, oh, do you want to film this? I'm like, I don't want to fuck it up. He's like, you know, this is a pretty big deal. I was like, no, you good. So he for sure gave me the push
mm-hmm.
to do it. And then after like getting just really confident with it, I just I don't want to say I didn't need him, because I did ask him if he could help me with the driving sequences.
Okay.
So he helped with some of that. So all the driving stuff is actually me driving, and then Pablo is in the back of the van filming it.
Okay.
But then, so that was like the second day. So then the third day was the standoff scene, and I hit up Pablo again. I was like, can you help me? And I think he was busy, or it was too early for him, or something. He just didn't show up. Well, he just wasn't there. I don't want to say he didn't show up, but he just wasn't there to help. So I did it. So I that entire standoff scene, I filmed all of it. But if you watch the video, like, I'm obviously in it.
Yeah.
So
that's
used,
Pablo filming
no,
you.
No, that's Max.
Oh, okay.
Because Pablo wasn't there. So Pablo wasn't there that entire day.
Oh, okay.
So I just put myself as a stand-in, and I just like Ben Stillered it, where like I just put my, I like fucking just had Max be like, all right, so, oh no, not Max. I think it was like Gerardo, because Max was going to be filming. So I had Gerardo mm-hmm. stand there. I'm like, this is the motion. I want you to like stand, like frame him like this, and then back up and then keep it there. And then see where the line's at, where my eye's at. Keep it there, perfect. So we did that like two or three times with the stand-in until he got the motion.
Yeah.
And then I did it. I like got in place, and then he just had to copy exactly what I did. So in that moment, that probably like, I want to say like 3 minute moment,
yeah.
I had a gun, and and I was doing my scene, and I heard Aldo, I think, yell like, cops! 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 So I was like, what? So I looked behind, because there's only one entrance. Like, there's only one way into this place, and one way, it's the
yeah.
same way out.
Yeah.
So I look over Max's shoulder, and I just see four, I think it was like four, like, SUVs, like four Explorers.
Yeah, and they
four,
have you blocked in.
Yeah, okay, yeah, covering all the line, stopping the entire road.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, guys, everybody put their hands. I said, everybody put their hands up. Let's show their hands. You know, I was just like, I see.
You keep pointing the gun, though?
Yeah, like, hey, stop right there. No, so, like, Max just, like, turned around and then just put the camera down, and then he put his hands up, and then I, like, put my hand up, and then I put the gun down, and then I slowly stepped away, and I just kept my hands up like this, and then the cops were like, it's all right, guys. We see the guns. We notice you're right. No. We notice you're all light-skinned. No. Fucking Aldo.
Except for you.
Yeah.
Who are you?
Who are you? Aldo.
Don't move.
Yeah, yeah. I wish it weren't true. No, but they were just like, no, we see it. We're just gonna. Do we have your permission? Like, they're very like, they're actually respectful. Like, do we have like your?
They knew because you called though, right?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah, so we had given him a warning.
Yeah,
I guess like I had to give him a heads up.
So we just want to watch.
Yeah. No, but they were like cool. So they're like, no, we see the camera. Like, we understand. We're just gonna verify. You know, we got a call. Blah blah blah. So then like, yo, no, go ahead. Like, they're all airsoft. Mm-hmm. Like, they're all, you know, like they're metal, but they're all like not real. Like, they shoot little BBs.
Yeah.
So they just checked the AK. They checked the fucking my Chris Vector. They checked all. We had like 7 guns there. They checked them all, and then I'm like, you want to check any of the cars? You want to check the truck? We open everything. No, we're okay. Like, yeah, we just got a bunch of, like, you guys are on a highway. We just got a bunch of people calling in saying that there's a guy waving.
There's gunmen on the side of the highway.
Yeah, there's a guy waving an AK-47, yeah. Which we did have an AK-47. Yeah, which was like, I was very, very, I don't know what, I don't want to say the word smart, but I was very, like, I was very aware of, like, yeah. What that was. So, like, all the shots that we didn't need the guns, we didn't use the guns. So, like, if you watch that video, there's a couple of shots of like over the shoulder, like, mm-hmm. You know, looking like they're just pretending to hold guns. They're just facing it down. So we didn't actually brandish the weapons until like I needed to show Aldo getting out of the car or whatever with yeah. It or like stuff like that where we needed to show the guns yeah. And establish
as less
the
as
guns.
Possible.
Yeah. Yeah. And I told him like, yo, we've only even brandished these weapons for like 30 minutes tops. Like mm-hmm. We've been here for like 4 hours, but we've only shown these for like 30 minutes. Like, yeah, well, 30 minutes when you got cars going 60 miles an hour, like that's a lot of people. Yeah. So, but they're like, all right, cool. Well, we're going to, yeah, I mean, everything's fine. We're just going to station a patrol at the end of the road so no one comes in and bothers you guys. And how long do you think you're going to be here for? I'm like, probably leave at 1. All right, cool. So yeah, that's all good. So we're leaving. So we ended up just getting like a free cop for the day.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. So I think they came by like at 11 and I said we were going to leave by 1. So yeah, they're pretty cool. Yeah, so that was, yeah, best case scenario.
Yeah, I mean, the video came out great.
Yeah.
But when is it?
When Aldo decides to record the other songs.
Oh, man.
It's because, like, you know how Redeem's been, where, like, we'll do some cool shit.
Yeah.
And then we won't do anything for, like, a long time.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to stop that by just having a bunch of cool shit so we can just steadily release stuff and then build the momentum instead of, like, boom and then
but Aldo
I get it. I mean, he's living his dream as
he's kicking ass over there, man.
Yeah, as a touring drummer, yeah, which is sick. He's making a shit ton of money and he's having fun doing it, which is awesome. I just wish he would spend 45 minutes
tracking some vocals,
tracking a song, yeah,
instead of being like, we outside.
Yeah, we outside. Clearly you are inside of a building.
Fucking A,
yeah, man. There are 4 walls around you.
Yeah, so Pablo got you started with videography.
I mean, not to say anything about Pablo.
Yeah.
No, I've always, I mean, you, dude.
I know you've always had a vision.
Yeah,
I know
yeah.
you've always had an eye. You've like, you know, dibble dabbled with things
yeah.
and everything. But like,
it was really the idea for the song. We wrote this song, and as soon as I heard it, I was just like, oh, dude, this is a car chase. Like, this is like fast paced like car chase.
Yeah, the song fit very well with
yeah. So like, and I really wanted to do that. I was just like, I mean, we're gonna do the video regardless if I filmed it or not. I was just like, I fuck yeah, we gotta do this. Like, this is like fucking, this is gonna be sick. And I got Aldo all hyped about it, and he was all like hyped, you know, like, fuck yeah, dude, like, let's do it. So Pablo was the last guy that filmed for us. He did somehow. So we had a meeting with him, and we were gonna do, I had mapped out this entire idea for this video, which actually, to kind of take some steps backwards, this idea was like a short story or like a short film idea that I had like a year before this music video.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to do like a 3-part story. I wanted to do a bank heist, car chase, because my friend Kyle, he's a YouTuber at the time, he filmed with the Black Magic, the same camera I have. And I was just, as I said before, like when we first started, like I always shied away from like the technicalities of stuff. I don't want to edit. I didn't want to like buy all the gear. I was really daunting to me. So when I saw Kyle with these cameras and being able to edit, I wanted to attach myself to that. So that way I could like have someone to help me film my ideas.
Mm-hmm.
But that relationship soured. And then, it just didn't have anyone to like really, funnel those things with. So when the music came out, this was the song that, oh shit, like, it sucks that I can't do this, like, this short story because I don't have anybody to film, but maybe I could, like, incorporate one part of that story to this music video. Mm. And I got Aldo hyped about it, and like, we were, like, going to do this. So it just almost seemed like the perfect fit for that song with that idea. So when I wanted to do that video, we hit up Pablo, and we were going to do it. But the more I thought about this idea, the harder it seemed to accomplish. It's like, we're going to get a supercar, and like, we're going to drive through canyons, and like, we're going to like chase with guns on the streets. Mm. It's like, how is this even
going to be? What the fuck?
Yeah, how is, not to talk shit about anybody, but I was thinking, how is anybody going to do this? Like, how is anybody? And I really wanted the guys that did Omen to do it, but I didn't want to pay like $10,000 to do that. Mm-hmm. And it was just going to be like a huge thing. So I really wanted to be involved in the filming, and there was a shot that I had in mind, which is like diving through trees and like chasing the cars through the canyons. Like, how's that shot possible? Like, oh, let's get a drone. So that was gonna be my contribution. Was like, oh, like, I'll just buy a drone. Like, I could buy a drone. I could learn it. Yeah. So I did, and I remember having like the conversation with Pablo at this fucking barbecue restaurant, and like, Pablo seemed a little, not hesitant, but like, he wasn't like, yeah, dude, we're gonna fucking do it. It's gonna be sick. Here's my ideas. He didn't really take control of the situation. He just more so like agreed that it was possible.
Yeah.
So I was more like, wow.
Let you steer the ship.
Yeah, but I wasn't filming, you know. So I didn't know anything about cameras.
Yeah.
I didn't know shit about directing. So I was like, just thinking, well, how is it gonna be possible? And I remember saying, well, I'll buy a drone and I'll do that shot. So I did buy a drone, but then I quickly realized that drone is just not good, because it only goes like 30 miles an hour. It was like top of the line Mavic, mm-hmm. 2, like, you know, a lot of people use that drone, as it's a staple, but it's not what I needed for that shot. Those drones are just very slow, like slow pan up, you know, tilt up and then reveal.
Yeah.
They don't fucking
getting
go
just nice scenic views.
Yeah, yeah. Establishing shots. They're great for establishing shots, but they're not going to chase a supercar down a canyon.
Yeah, yeah.
But I knew that shit was possible. So like, this was all, so much stuff was happening. This was July 2020. So like, well, this was around April 2020. So pandemic was in full swing.
Yep.
I was working at Amazon at the time. I mean, honestly, I hated my life. That was like my lowest point. Mm-hmm. Amazon was my lowest point. Okay. I want to be real. Like, I'm going to get really dark.
One man's lowest point is Jeff Bezos' highest point. So,
no.
I mean, you know.
No, he isn't a different point. but I'm going to get, you know, I was going to get a little dark, but I'll pass on that for now. I just wanted a drastic change. So I quit. I quit. So I was gone.
I quit.
Yeah, I was done. Dude, it was so bad. Like, I didn't have a car. Mm. What does Aldo say? It's like, no car, no dick.
I've never heard him
You say never heard him say that? He talks about, like, he says that about, like, girls' boyfriends. It's how are you going to love that? I mean, he says another word. But how are you going to love that guy? You know, it's like, he got no money, no job, no car, no dick. That's what he always says.
Sounds like Aldo,
yeah,
for sure.
He says that all the time.
How many drones did you lose?
Two.
Like, crashed and shit.
Well, I learned on a simulator.
Oh, okay.
So it wasn't like a big learning curve. It's like, once I got into the real thing, I was okay. But I've only crashed because of me once. And that was during the Redeem shoot. That was during that video shoot. I crashed into a tree. And then it was fine. I crashed into a tree and it landed on the ground. We swung by to pick it up. And then as we were approaching it, a car drove by and ran it over.
Oh, no.
Just destroyed it. Absolutely destroyed it. GoPro's done.
Fuck, dude.
It recorded everything, too. Aldo was so pissed. He's like, play the recording. Play the recording. We'll find his license plate, dude. We're going to beat his ass. So my friend's a cop.
Yeah, because I was wondering, like, how durable those things are.
They're pretty durable.
Yeah.
And then I lost another one, like, maybe 2 weeks later. I wouldn't say no fault of my own, but because I should have been maintaining it a little better, but I didn't crash it. It just desynced. Mm. So it's just like all four really, really short. All four motors have to talk to each other and be completely in sync. If one of them is like at a low power and you throttle past that power, then all the other ones don't understand why this one's not being able to go there. So yeah. it'll go out of sync, and then it goes into a death roll and you crash.
Fuck.
Hmm.
No, what was I going to say?
I don't know.
I don't know either. It crashed.
Drones crash.
Durable.
Got ran over.
I lost it.
Okay.
I'll think of it. Maybe. But we'll, you needed a drone for that shot, and you learned everything.
Right. Okay. So I needed a drone. Bought one. Wasn't the one I needed, but that's the one. That's the first camera I ever bought. Mm-hmm. Was that drone?
That's the thing. The footage. Is it? I don't know shit about drones. So is it like synced up to where like the footage can still be saved if it gets completely annihilated?
Well, it's a GoPro.
Yeah.
So the GoPro has there's a micro SD card.
Oh, perfect. Okay.
Yeah. So it records the micro SD card. Okay. So as long as the micro SD card doesn't get destroyed, it won't. Nothing will happen. It's okay. Not like
that's good then.
Yeah, it's just constantly reading. So if it turns off, it'll just it'll be the same as if you just press stop.
Yeah.
Recording.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Yeah. So we got all the footage. We got everything we needed.
Yeah, that would have sucked if you.
Oh yeah, no, that would have sucked. But I had another drone. I had a backup, but that was kind of a buzzkill. I was like, all right, well,
don't like that one or
what?
The other drone.
I did like it. It just crashed. It got ran
over. No, like it was a buzzkill. You didn't like that other drone or what?
No, it was a buzzkill that it got ran over.
Oh.
So I had a backup. My backup was like in case, like, I don't know, fell into a ravine or like something happened. Not that. That was like
not
getting
just,
ran
not
over.
Just obliterated.
Yeah, getting that was just like, all right, well, I guess, you know, we got it. Whatever. Let's get the fuck out of here. Yeah. I'm done. So, yeah. But that first drone, not the FPV. That's FPV. Mm-hmm. So that first drone that I ever bought, the Mavic, that's the first camera I ever bought. I never owned anything else. I had borrowed like my uncle's, remember that one time?
Yeah.
I didn't know shit about it.
Yeah.
If I watch that, it's like super blown out. But now I know what that means. But dude, I learned everything on there. So when I had quit to buy that drone, or not to buy the drone, but I had quit just to change shit. And then I, instead of just sitting at home, just playing video games or whatever, and just like soaking up the unemployment.
Yeah.
I just spent like literally like 5 to 8 hours a day, every day, learning how to edit, how to color, how to film, how to fly. And then I had to build the drone. Like those things, at the time you couldn't buy those pre-built. You had to buy the parts, and then you had to solder everything, and then build it.
Damn.
And then, program it, and then fly it. So like I learned all that in like 3 months.
Well, it paid off.
Yeah. Yeah. It was pretty cool.
I'm hoping, you know, the video can be
seen
released at some point.
I know it can be released
this next year. Maybe
it's done.
Like, yeah. Oh yeah.
It can be released whenever, but it's just, I'm trying to change things. I'm not trying to get into the same habit of releasing and then we don't have anything in the pipeline. We don't have anything else. And then, you know, people forget it. And then we have to restart it all up again.
Whoever watches this, contact Aldo and fucking.
Yeah.
Was that your car in the video?
That car eventually became my car.
Is that the one that's outside?
That's the one
that's in my driveway?
Yeah. So that's a cool story that I rented that car from Turo.
Turo's a shit.
Yeah. Do you use Turo?
I did at one point.
Okay.
Yeah, it was cool.
Yeah. So I used Turo like to rent the car. Like, do so many things. Oh my God, dude. I just think about so many things could have gone so differently. Like, it's just insane. Mm-hmm. So Aldo had a friend that had a GTR. GTR is my dream car, like it's always been.
Yep.
And he had a hookup for one, and he got that car in his like rap video when he was when he was doing all the Revive. I don't know if he still is, but when he did one of his videos. So we're like, oh, dude, like, can we get that car in the Redeem Revive music video? Like, it's fucking, like, dude, I have so many cool things, so many cool ideas.
Yeah.
And it just started getting complicated because the guy didn't live out here. He lived in New York, but he had that car here. And then he didn't want anyone driving it. And then he wanted us to pay him for it. So we're like, dude, there's what?
Excuse me?
It's like, yeah, like
I can't drive it, but I'm still giving you any money.
Yeah. Like, right. So I was like, I thought this was gonna be a homie hookup.
Yeah.
So, but if we're going to pay for something, I want to fucking, like, I don't want any of these bullshit restrictions.
Yeah.
So that's when we started. I was really, really, I was trying my hardest to avoid Turo. I think Aldo like suggested Turo. He's like, just go online and just look, maybe find something. But I was very reluctant to like to go for it because I wanted to save as much money as possible.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I went on and I found like a few, and there was one that I was like in love with. It was a white one. It was in Beverly Hills. It was like the right spec, and it was sick. But you have to be 30 years old to rent it. I was like, I'm not fucking 30 years old. I can't rent this thing. I almost asked my mom to rent it for me and like just add me as the driver and whatever. It was just really complicated, and it wasn't going to work. Didn't work. So I just found more, whatever. I just scavenged the internet and found another one, which was pretty much the opposite of what I wanted. I wanted a white one. I wanted to have this like contrast of like, this is the white hero car, and this is like the murdered out like black car, like the bad guy car.
Yeah.
So the one that I found was black, and I was really, again, reluctant. I was like, dude, like it's not my vision. It's not what I want, you know? Like, I don't know. Like, I don't want to compromise.
Yeah, I gotcha.
But it was, everything else was like great. Like the description was like really kind of down to earth. Like, hey, like if you launch it, you know, try not to, but I get it. If you're going to open her up, you know, have fun, enjoy it. It's going to be, you know, it's a fun car. All the other ones are like, I have a GPS on it. I will know if you go over 80 miles an hour and like all this, like I have a kill switch. I'll lock the car. There's so many things. It's like, dude, we're going to be going up and down the same street. This guy's going to probably think we're street racing. So like, I don't want anything like that to happen. So like, I'm down to be upfront and transparent, but I'm not trying to like get my, you know, get my shit like cut short.
Yeah.
So this guy had a great description, and but it was a black GTR. So I was like, whatever, like I guess this still works fine. So I met with him, super cool dude. He was in San Diego, and I came, you know, but we talked for like an hour. I was actually late to the video shoot because of how much we were talking. Drove the car back, and I was just hyped as fuck. I was like, dude, like fucking dream car. This is my car, you know? And as corny as this sounds, as soon as I sat in that car, like I pictured like my life in it. Like, yeah. I pictured like, this is me. It was so weird.
I need this car.
Yeah. It was literally like, I need this car. So I dropped it off, and I was dropping it off, and I texted him, hey, I'm outside. And I was just kind of like just sucking up the last moments that I felt I would have with this car. Cause my last job was Amazon. Mm-hmm. And like, here I am trying to go all into the Redeem Revive and like just trying to really push it. And yeah, I didn't have like a plan. Like, I bought all my film gear for this video.
Yeah.
I didn't buy it to like start a business and like film other people.
Yeah.
That's not what I did. I did it solely to make the best music video I possibly could for Redeem Revive. So I have no plan. But as I was sitting there waiting for this guy to like, you know, open the door, take the keys away from me and like, you know, close this like chapter of my life, I just sat there and I thought, like, I'd had an epiphany. I just was like every decision that I make from this point forward has to be to like live a life that will afford this car. Like, I know the car is just a materialistic thing, but it was more of like a status symbol. Is like, I know how expensive that car is. I know like how much money goes into like maintaining it and owning it comfortably. It's just like, you can't just buy it and then that's it. You own it. Like, you, so many things.
Yeah.
So, not to say you have to be super rich, but you have to be pretty well off. And I was nowhere near, I've never been that close to owning that. So I just wanted that to be like a big motivator. And it was really crazy to like, to have it for a bit. And then like, just wanted to hold on to that feeling.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I did. I just like, every decision from this point forward has to be to like get this car. So I truthfully stuck to that mentality. After we gave the car away, we gave the car back. But I ended up becoming friends with the owner of the car, and I had all my film gear in the trunk, and I was waiting for my mom to pick me up in the minivan because I didn't have a car.
Yeah.
So my mom was picking me up from home. And I'm waiting, I'm sitting there talking to him, and we're just like, you know, I just ask him like, what do you do? You know, how do you afford this? Like, not teach me, but it's like, you know, what do I got to do? Like, put me in the right direction.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, I'm a Mountain Dew truck driver. Like, I delivered. Like, what?
Truck drivers, man.
Yeah. Well, hold on, though. He's just like, well, he's like, but even then, I still can't afford this car. And he's like, even with that, because I have a house, I have a family, I have a daughter. Like, you know, and it's just, it's a lot. So I would be able to afford this. I'm like, what the fuck? He's like, well, Turo. Like, I use Turo to pay for it. So, like, you guys, you know, you put, like, we put $2,500 into that car. That's how much we rented that car for.
Mm.
And that car's monthly payment is probably around like $1,100 or like $1,000 flat. So we paid for like 2 months of his shit, and we used it for like a week. So I was just like starting to do the math. I'm like, that does kind of make some sense. Like, that really does. He's like, well, how'd you get it then? He's like, well, you got to get approved for the loan. That's the hardest part. So like, you have to have like just really good credit, and like, that's what you got to build on. I'm like, well, I've got pretty decent credit. I can have really good credit. Mm-hmm. So I can do that. So that's one of the things that I worked on. And then we started talking, and he saw my camera, and I showed him my camera. Oh, well, this is what we got. This is what we filmed. He's like, oh fuck. He's like, you're like a videographer, like content creator. I'm like, yeah. I mean, yeah, that's what I'm doing. You know, like, it's just, I do this. I'm in a band. I filmed this music video. So he's like, oh, these are really good shots. Did you film all this? Like, well, yeah. I mean, I drove during these parts, but I filmed, this is like our performance shots and whatever. So I showed him everything. He's like, dude, this is really good. And he's like, I'm a photographer for an off-road company for Terra Crew. I was like,
and here
oh,
we go.
Yeah. I was like, really? He's like, yeah. It's like, I actually just did the photos. You know who Speed Society is? Like, Speed Society is like a major, like, car page, yeah, on Instagram. They do like giveaway. They're the pages that do those like giveaways. Uh-huh. Like, you could win this free Lamborghini. Yeah. Yep, that those. So yeah, I just did their photos for this this new 2020 Challenger. Yeah, so I was like, oh, that's sick. And he was actually a really good photographer. Like, yeah, he really is.
He showed you like the photos and everything.
Yeah, 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 he showed me everything, and he's like, yeah. So I'm like, yes. Yeah. So he's like, I do the photos for Terra Crew. I'm like, oh, I don't know who they are. I was like, well, we're starting out. But then he showed me his page. They had like 67,000 Instagram followers, I think, and then like 30,000 YouTube subscribers. So they're like, okay, like, you guys are yeah, doing well. Like, you're getting, and like, they're real numbers. Like, they're getting like 10,000 likes a post, or like, I think it was like 9,000 likes, something like that. Mm-hmm. So they're doing really, really well.
Not just paying for likes and
no,
bots
or
and
or followers. No, yeah, that was like, it was all organic, it was all legitimate. So I was like, this is super good. So we just stayed in touch. We follow each other on Instagram, and we stayed in touch for like a couple of weeks, just here and there, just, you know, reacting to each other's stories. Mm-hmm. And then he posted a flyer for like their, like, a meetup for Terra Crew. So I was like, oh, do you need anybody to do media? Like, did anyone to come out there? He's like, oh, not for this one, but we're actually going to go the next day out in the desert. We're going to do some shock tuning. Like, if you want to come, I'll make some room for you. I'm like, oh, dude, that'd be fucking sick, please. So that was locked in. I'm like, cool, I'm going to go to that.
Yeah.
And then that was going to be like in 2 weeks. And then a week goes by, and he hits me up like on a Monday. He's like, hey, what are you doing Wednesday? I'm like, nothing. What's up? He's like, we need a drone pilot. Can you go to Barstow? I'm like, yes.
Yeah.
I was like, of course, let's fucking do it. So I booked a hotel. And again, I'm not making any money, like, yeah, just doing this. Like, I think maybe at the time I had done a couple shoots, but totally for free, totally, like, you know, just, I had all the money. If I was spending money, it was for my credit card. Like, uh-huh, I was just swiping my card and just whatever. I don't know, just hoping. I don't know what I was doing. But I was just living, you know, like, just trying to like,
asking
know
for forgiveness later. Yeah.
Yeah, sure. I was just trying to maintain this dream, I guess. You know what it really reminded me of like Redeem Revive, when we were going to Hemet. Mm-hmm. And I was like literally living at Lane's house for like weeks at a time. Yeah. You know, that's what it felt like.
Yeah.
I was just like, all right, well, I know this is going to pay off. So let me just, you know, just suffer through this, or let me invest my time now. And like, you know, the payoff might come or whatever. So I got this hotel and had my friend drive me up there, and we got there. And then once we got there, I realized that I forgot my drone at home.
Fuck.
So we drove all the way back home, and then we drove all the way back to the place. This is in Barstow. So the shoot was at 9. We got back to the hotel, I think around 6:30 or 7 in the morning. So no sleep. There was no point for me to get that hotel.
Damn.
Absolutely no point. So whatever. Did the fucking...
Now you know.
Yeah, I know. Did the fucking shoot. Did it. And then they loved it. Like, they really liked me. And I came home at 11 p.m., didn't go to bed till 10 a.m. Pumped out an entire video for him, and I went to bed. I knocked out. I sent it to Garrett.
You were just fucking stoked.
I was,
you were hyped.
I was, yeah. I had a vision. Like, I knew like what I wanted the video to be. Mm-hmm. Like, driving up and driving back home, I had a song in mind that I wanted to use. So it was very easy. It was just like, yeah, dropping clips, and it was just like, it just kind of made itself. So yeah, I sent it to Garrett, the owner of the GTR, and I went to bed, and then I woke up to like fucking a flood of messages and DM requests and like all this shit. He had sent the video to the group text with like all these like big names and mm-hmm. these like drivers and these content creators, and I just got a follow request from like all these guys.
Damn,
and they're like, dude, you're fucking killing it, dude. This is sick. You were just there yesterday. You made this. So I was like, yeah, this is sick. So they just started inviting me like every outing.
So this guy got you not only the GTR, but then the connection to SoCal Shred and the Terra Crew.
Yeah,
and...
so this part is going to be, I mean, they're not going to see this, but even if they did, I mean, they should know my side of things.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, those guys, there was a lot of push and pull with them.
Mm-hmm.
So they wanted something very specific. Like, they knew that I had talent, but I don't think they knew how to fit me into their brand.
Okay.
Garrett.
SoCal Shred?
No.
Or Terracrew.
Terracrew.
Okay.
Garrett, he believed in me from the start. Like, from the very beginning, believed in me and pushed me to go. And was just like, I didn't even know he was the one pushing me to go, to be honest. Yeah. I thought they liked me and they wanted to use my stuff. But it wasn't until like the third time, I think, where I had done videos and they just didn't post any of my videos. I was doing a lot of work and they just weren't posting any of it. I was just like, well, why am I even being invited to this? Like, why am I even coming out here? And they're like, well, because of Garrett. You know, Garrett believes in you. He's your white knight. I'm like, okay, so you don't believe in me. So you don't care. And they're like, well, we think you're really good, but we just, you know, we have a specific brand and we want it to look this way and whatever. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, can't you figure out a way to like change? Like, I'm not asking you to change anything, but can't you figure out a way to incorporate stuff? Like, I really think that my quality is like a cherry on top. You know, you guys have the whole cake. I'm not telling you to like change your ingredients for this cake. I'm just telling you to put a fucking cherry on it.
Is there something about your work that they
wanted a very specific type of video, which mm-hmm. was like gritty and whatever.
And you're clean and making movies.
Yes.
And, shit.
And I'm cinematic, whatever you want to call it. I hate that word. It's a very blanket term, but yeah, that's a good term. Yeah. Clean and like movies. That's always been my
movie quality.
Yeah. That's always been my fucking, my ideas, just movies.
Yeah.
And they didn't want that. And it's funny because a lot of what I learned in Redeem, I applied extremely aggressively into filming and editing and whatever, because I felt like when we first got started with Redeem, like we were like on a rocket, you know, like we were fucking taking off. And around 2014 is when we started to lose fuel. And I personally felt like I had lost the trust of everybody, because when we were going, like, you remember when we did the Kesha cover and we were doing that stuff, it was just like, it was very like me, like, oh, I want to do this. And then you guys like agreeing either begrudgingly or having faith in me or whatever, where we would do it. And then somewhere along the lines, we kind of lost that. And I compromised a lot of ideas, like a lot of my ideas, because I didn't want people to think I was like a dick, or I didn't want people to think that I just was like ruling with an iron fist and they're my ideas only or whatever. I never thought I came up with all the ideas, but I really felt like I pushed the ones that I wanted, or the ones that I felt were like the best ones. Cause
you definitely had an eye and you had a vision the whole entire time throughout that band, everything of what you wanted to do and how you wanted it to be viewed.
Yeah. But I wouldn't say I came up with everything, cause it was your idea to do King of Amarillo.
Yeah.
If you remember, you wanted, I don't know what you wanted, but if you remember, I was like, okay, if we're going to do it, that's a good idea. If we're going to do it, it's gonna be fucking right though. It's gonna be like in a studio.
You made sure like we didn't just fucking go in a garage and like,
Or like on your phone. Like I swear, I was like really hoping you weren't gonna get your like your laptop and then do it on in front of your computer with the
no.
You know, 480p camera.
No.
Yeah, so I was just like, no, we gotta do it. So that's what I, you know, so you get it.
Yeah, I gotcha.
So but around 2014, I don't know what happened. Like there was just a lot of like butting heads and opinions started to split, and then the shit talking started happening, and then people started, I don't know what happened.
A lot of butting heads within just like decisions in the band and where we wanted to go direction wise, and then even personal life shit getting affected in with everything. A lot of it was just people not being on the same page. And we had a lot of strong heads in the band.
Yeah.
That were like, I want things my way. And like,
right.
Then there's someone else being like, I want things this way. And, but then like, granted, you were wanting to put the effort into making these visions come to life as opposed to other people that had those strong opinions.
But didn't want to put the effort into it.
Didn't, yes.
Yeah, no, I'm glad that you see that, because that was essentially what I was doing for like the first like 2 years. And then around 2014, it took a toll on me because I was totally comfortable being the bad guy. But then I was just like, well, I'll rephrase. I was comfortable with that for the first 2 years. And then after that, like 2014, I just beat me down.
It was weighing on you.
Yeah, it was really weighing on me, because I know that I'm not a mean person. I know that I'm not like, I know I'm empathetic, and I know that I can like be in people's like shoes and stuff. So it was really hard to like be, somebody that was going to like make decisions, but also like be liked in those decisions.
Yeah.
So I'll be honest. So I compromised my, I don't know what the word is. I don't want to say strength, but it was like my ability to just be like, well, fuck you. We're going to do this.
Yeah.
You know, fuck that. Like, cause I'd rather do this than like spin our wheels and talk about what we could do. Let's fucking do it.
And then not do it.
Yeah. Let's do fucking one of them. Like, so like I said, it took a toll and I really started to compromise that ability because I wanted to be liked. I didn't want to be looked at as a dick. I didn't want to, cause I could hear the whispers that people were saying about me and like what, how I felt just walk into a room and like,
well, cause here's the thing. You are very, you're brutally honest and most people can't handle that.
Yeah.
But you, it's more so like you know what you want and what you need to do to get to it. And a lot of people don't want to just
hear that
blatantly put in the effort to make that happen with you. And, you know,
yeah,
make, I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. So I think maybe I was brutally honest back then. I think now I try to lead a life more of like empathetic honesty, because I feel like a lot of people that live a life of brutal honesty live that way to kind of hide behind being an asshole. And I don't want to be an asshole. Like I can be mean. Okay. but like, I don't think anything that I really say comes from like a dark or hateful place.
Yeah.
Like I'll say some shit, but I don't ever try to make it seem like that's what I really think or, you know, like, I don't know. I'm not trying to be a fucking asshole, like to be an asshole. Maybe as like a shock value joke, but not really as like an asshole.
Yeah.
Maybe that didn't translate in the past, or maybe in the past, like I didn't realize what I was doing. Now I try to live a lot more consciously where like, you know, words hurt, but I mean, you could always say something. There's always a right way to say something or like a more honest way to say something. Yeah. Like, you can be honest without being a total asshole about it.
Yeah.
And what I was getting at is like, I feel like there's a lot of people that are asshole or like asshole truthfully, but they're just, honestly, they're just assholes. Like they just, they're just trying to be assholes and say, well, I'm just brutally honest. It's like, no, you're a fucking dick.
You're just a dick.
You're just a dick. Yeah. Like you can say the same, you can get the same point across, but like not that way.
Yeah.
You know, like you don't have to fucking cut.
You just need to learn what you need to say to
you don't have
come
to
across
cut
better.
Their throat doing it. And I'm not saying everything that I did was right and redeem.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that I always chose that like holy path.
Well, I mean, we like that, like, there is a lot of like, yeah, you were this way, but then there's other people that like, I think we all just were in like at that time, like, you know, we've grown since then. We know how to handle ourselves better, sit back and kind of take things in better as well. And kind of,
it was a very stressful time.
Yeah,
it was. And I've learned a lot from that. It was a very stressful, like it really felt like I had a gun to my head. I felt like I had a gun to my head, and if I didn't make it by like 25, I was going to die.
Yeah.
Like that's how I felt. And I feel like we put that pressure on ourselves.
Oh yeah.
But that's, yeah, that's how I felt. So anyway, I want to get into that in a sec, but going to the now, I learned so much of what to do and what not to do and how to handle myself and how to handle like situations from Redeem. Because I felt like if I hadn't, let's say like black and white situation, if I would have just sucked it up and just completely absolved and been like, yeah, I'm the asshole of the band, fuck it, but we're getting results because we're listening to what I want to do, or we're doing the thing that we need to do.
Yeah.
I think we could have really like made it. Maybe we all would have hated each other more, but I think we could have really made it and like really pushed for it. And I've always held on to that, because what I felt like happened in around 2014, 2015 is I gave up on just that character. Like I didn't want to be an asshole, a dick. I just wanted to be liked, and I didn't want to always just think like I was making like the hard decisions. So I compromised a lot on vision and on like just like, I don't know, there's a word for it, but it's like going for it. I don't know. So
persevering.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, but it was just like I didn't really feel like we did. I don't know. I wasn't pushing too hard, I guess. I stopped pushing everybody. That like kind of made us go down, you know, that just because no one else was going to really step up and no one else was stepping up to push these ideas and go for it. So it resulted in what Redeem became after like 2014, after our height. You know, I would say that our height was self-help.
Like, yeah.
After self-help, that should have been like the defining moment, and we should have had offers, and we should have pushed even harder, and you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But for whatever reason, it just didn't pan out that way, and it just was moments of like, yeah, we did a cool thing, and then. And then we stopped doing the cool thing, and then it, whatever, and then whatever. So when I'm here in this situation now filming, and I'm like, I have this really cool, I don't know, like, opportunity
yeah.
to like go out and like film these things. I was getting the same kind of, I was in the same spot again that I was like 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Where they wanted me to compromise. They wanted me to change. I was just like, dude, here I am again. And it's like, I've done the path of like, not rock the boat. I don't want to rock the boat anymore. I just like, okay, like I'd rather you guys like me mm-hmm. than do the thing that I think will really work and really like make it. So I was in that moment again. And I just remember thinking like, fuck dude, like, why is this my battle? Like, why is this, am I stuck in this world where like, this is always going to happen to me? Okay, well, fuck it. I'm here again. So what's my decision? I already know what happened before. I've had like 5 years of results of that. Like I can see the future. So because I've lived it. So now am I going to compromise again, or am I going to stick to my guns and stick to my vision?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I did. Like I just, but I didn't like rock the boat necessarily.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I didn't tell him, no, you're fucking wrong. you don't know what you're talking
later,
about.
Later, bitches.
Yeah, later. Here's my fucking video. Like, fuck off, dick on the table. I was just like, cool. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We'll talk about it. We'll see how we go. And then just secretly did my own thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Because like, I don't know. I just felt like that was a better thing than to kind of like butt heads and be like, no, this is why this will work. This.
Yeah. You don't want to again rock the boat.
Yeah. Because I was just so new, and as soon as I had just shown any sign of that, they would have just immediately cut me and then found someone else. And there's my door.
And then may have even, who knows, spread word about like, hey, fuck this guy.
Maybe, or, yeah, know, maybe.
Depending on how it went.
Right, so I was just like, no, I'm going to try to, but once that happened, I knew immediately that my time was limited.
Mm-hmm.
I knew immediately that it was going to come out or something, you know, like, it was, I'm just, because I'm not going to change. It's like, I'm not going to like, because I've lived the life, I've walked the path of like compromising and being like, okay, yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, we'll try.
And where did that get you?
Where did that get me? Yeah, it yeah. fucking got me on Amazon. So I was like, no, like, I'm going to believe myself. Yeah.
Meh.
Yeah. So.
See?
Yeah, yeah, Shay. So I just kind of stuck to my, because they wanted me to conform.
Mm.
And I was like, nah, man, like, I'm not going to do that. Like, I'm not an editor. I'm not going to work for you. Like, I have my own agenda. Like, I have my own ideas of mm-hmm. what I want on the table. Like I basically want to do what you guys are doing, but on my own.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I can't do that now. So let me see what I, let me just, this is the door that's open for me right now. I don't want it closed just yet. So let me fucking just see what's going on. Let me mingle in this room for a second. So they were inviting me to those trips. And as I said, like about three times I went out, like, they never used any of my videos. I mean, I was doing some good shit, mm-hmm. but I never even released my
no
own
clips,
stuff.
No posts on YouTube or anything?
No, nothing. And it was pretty high-quality stuff. Like, it was, like, way...
Oh, yeah, I've seen your shit. It's movie quality, man.
Thanks, yeah. It's, but compared to what they were doing, it's much higher. And they just didn't want to push it. They didn't want to push it. They had a vision of what they wanted, and mine didn't meet that.
Mm.
So, or... I want to say meet that because I think mine surpassed that, but
yeah.
Mine didn't like...
It didn't vibe with what they were looking
yeah.
for.
Yeah, which is whatever.
It's
but,
like, it's fine, but I
yeah.
mean... Yeah.
So I made this really fucking dope one. I made this really fucking sick. They invited me to one more, and I got this really sick video, and I was so proud of it. It mm-hmm. was like my masterpiece. It was my off-roading masterpiece. And I wasn't going to take no for an answer. I was like, no, you're going to fucking show it. I don't give a shit. It's fucking good. Like, find a way.
And fuck you.
Yeah.
And fuck out. And fuck out.
So, and Garrett, again, I don't want to get too deep into this stuff, but we never talked about Terror Crew or anything. Like, we were just friends. Mm-hmm. So I never involved him into like any of like the hardships, if there were any, that I was really going through. Because I didn't want to like, you know, I didn't want to stir the pot. Yeah. You know, I didn't want to rock the boat.
You're just trying to get your foot into the door.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm not trying to mess anything. I'm not trying to create any divides. Like, oh, like, do you like my stuff better? Like, that, I wasn't doing that at all. Like, I wanted to incorporate my stuff with theirs. I didn't want them to change or anything. I don't think they thought that, but I truly don't think they figured out a way to incorporate me and then just didn't care because they had their own stuff going on, you know, whatever. Like, whether, like, I don't think me doing stuff for them affected them at all. Like, if they had never met me, I think they would have been doing the same exact thing. Like, I didn't like, you know what I mean? Like, they were like a fucking giant meteor, and I didn't even do anything to change that trajectory, nor did I want to. So, but I was really frustrated with this because I did this video and it was fucking sick. And I showed people in the off-road scene and they're like, dude, this is like a masterpiece. Like, this is like really fucking good.
A masterpiece.
Yeah. This is kind of like a masterpiece. No, but they're just like,
I don't know if anyone's ever told you this before, but this is kind of like a masterpiece.
Yeah. Has anyone ever told you you're like the Leonardo da Vinci of your time? stupid. Yeah, huge inflated ego.
Yeah.
No, but I was really proud of this.
Yeah.
I was like really like, this is the best thing I've ever done. I'm not saying this is the best thing in the world. I'm saying this is the best thing that I've ever produced. Mm-hmm. Like, and I already did my music video, and like I felt like quality wise and just composition just surpassed that.
So real quick from that point, because that was your first ever project, the music video.
Music video. That was October.
Yeah. So from that till when are we now? In
December.
This? December?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, it was October. Well, late September. Mm-hmm. Was the music video, and then this is December.
Okay.
Yeah. So I was like, yeah, this is, I love this video. It's really good. I want people to see this. I'm like,
3 months and you got a masterpiece.
Yeah. Yeah. So
what are you gonna do?
Yeah, you know, and when it just flows through you. I really liked it. So yeah. I was just really frustrated they didn't want it. Like the owner just sent me this massive wall of text on like why it's never gonna work and like why people don't want this and whatever. I'm just like, dude, like
which is weird because it's like I've seen your work and your style fits that whole type of. I don't know.
I don't think people are.
It's cool. Gerardo like full on went on his phone during our podcast.
Oh, he did.
Yeah.
Oh no, sorry. I'm just. This is. You could edit this out. This is. Hold on.
Cool.
Yeah, you could take this out. I would rather you take this out.
Okay, that's fine.
But the rest of this stuff is fine. Starting now. So, okay, ready?
Yeah.
Starting and scene. Or sorry, no, because that's the end of a scene. So, action. We got this video done, and I was really frustrated because I thought it was really good. And I was like, okay, I've never involved Garrett. Like, I'm not trying to do that, but fuck, man. Like, this video is too good. So, something happened with his car. We talked about it, and then he asked me about the trip that I went on. He's like, well, how's that video? I saw some clips you were posting. It's really good. And he's like, yeah. I just don't know if it's ever going to be seen. He's like, what do you mean? I'm like, well, the guys don't want to post it. And so I pretty much like word vomited to him the last like 2 months that was happening in like 45 minutes. And he's just like, well, show me the video. Like, what does it look like? Like, oh, I'll show it to you. Like, okay, I'll send it to you. Let me know what you think. So I sent it to him and the video is like a minute and a half. This guy calls me back and like, then he called me like 50 minutes later. He's like, oh, sorry, dude. I literally watched that thing like 10 times. Like it's so fucking good.
Oh, shit.
Like it's so good. Like, do you mind if I send it to the group text? I'm like, I don't know. Like, it kind of sounds like going over everybody's head. He's like, well, it's a good video. I'm like, oh, fuck it. Just do it. You know, whatever. So he sent it to the group text. And it was just, again, it's just like a repeat of like the first time. Everyone was like, who the fuck made this? Mm-hmm. Like, did we, like, there was literally a text. It was like, did we hire Discovery Channel or something? Like, what the fuck is, like, what is, like, are we not posting this? Yeah. And then, like, the owners were kind of pissed because they didn't want it. And like now the floodgates are open and everybody wants this video out.
Yeah.
So, they're just like, I don't understand how we're not posting this. And so, yeah, I went over their heads, I guess. Uh-huh. And so I think that was like a tipping point of like them just not wanting to work with me. Cause now I was like really rocking the boat and like, it was changing what they felt like it was changing what they wanted, which is what I never wanted to do. I wanted to add on top of what they wanted. Like I wanted to do those types of videos like once a month. Like, because they upload, I think, twice a week. Yeah, upload your videos twice a week. Do exactly what you're doing. But then once a month, do, like, one of my videos.
Yeah.
And then just highlight it, whatever.
Like one or two people are making this decision for everybody. Yes. And all these other people would be like, this is the sickest shit. Post this now.
That's exactly what's happening. Yes. Cool. It is one or two people.
Well, then, yeah, sometimes you just got to say, fuck it.
Yeah.
And post it anyway.
So I did. But one of those guys in the group text saw it and then hit me up. And that was Blake Wilkie. And then that's when we did the SoCal Shred video.
SoCal Shred.
So he's just like, dude, I love that video. He's like, it's so sick. Like, I want to do that, but like longer, you know, I want to do like a full thing. And I had never done a project like that. Like the most I've ever edited was our 4-minute music video, but that was like fully in my head. Like, you know, we wrote the song and I knew where that video was going. So this was like, you want like 20 minutes? You want 20 minutes
like of just stuff?
Of just like trucks?
Okay. Dirt and trucks? Yeah, and you guys and walking around in the shop?
It's like, okay. Yeah. All right. And I said yes, you know, because I'm like, I'm not going to say no. It's a big, good opportunity. So I was like, and then originally I was just going to do the, they just originally, they're like, yeah, maybe, I mean, in some way, we want you in whatever way you're comfortable with. Even if you just want to do the trailer, whatever. So I really wanted to do their intro. I was like, well, I can come up with like a sick, like cinematic, like intro. You know, this Michael Bay type of like, bam, like you get a text message and like, you know, I was wanting to do this really cool thing. And then once I did the meeting, I showed up to the meeting, like a in-person thing to discuss. They like, were just like, yeah, we want you to do the whole thing. Like, we love your mentality. We love like your passion. Do the whole thing. And I think I took the project away from one of the 1-2 guys that was telling me
that they didn't want
my. Nice. So I don't know if that's nice, but that definitely didn't help the situation between them. But I did it. I mean, I did it and I thought it was cool. And then those guys wanted to be a part of it. So they were originally supposed to be a sponsor. Into it. So this is actually some stuff that this might be a little bad if they ever saw this. They wanted to be a lot more involved than they were, but then I was uncompromising in my vision for this video. So they basically wanted to like be in the editing room with me, and like they wanted to like be there while I edited this thing, and I felt extremely disrespected because that I just knew like, okay, it's never going to work because you don't see me for how I see myself. You guys just think I'm an editor.
You just want me to point a camera and...
Yeah, like whatever the fuck. You want me to do whatever you want.
Yeah.
And I'm never going to do that. I'm not going to have fun doing that. Like, that's not why I'm doing this. I'm not doing this for money or for anything. I'm doing this to have fun. But because I've lived that life of doing shit for fun, like in Redeem, I never made a living off of that.
Yeah.
I wanted to, but we didn't. And the thing is because I feel like in Redeem... we didn't have a sense of our worth. We didn't know what we really had. We didn't know what we could really accomplish, and we got taken advantage of like left and right. So when I was doing this now, I was like, yeah, like I'm going to do this. I'm going to have the same passion that I had in Redeem, but I'm going to take myself a lot more seriously, and I'm going to understand what my worth is.
Yeah.
So even though I could very well be doing this and not get paid. Yeah. I would do the same amount of effort. That's not, sustainable. So when you get fucking paid for it. So that's why I've I don't know, just had this like very aggressive nature to what I do.
Yeah.
So because again with Redeem, like we did what we did and we were in that, I was in that band. Well, I was still in that band, but we did that shit for like 8 years, never made money from it. Mm-hmm. And 8 years later I was working at Amazon and like, you know, like we didn't have a career out of it. And I think it really stemmed from not knowing our self-worth. So when I got into this, as I said, I had the same passion for it and I was going to do the same amount of effort, but I need to make money from it. Like I need to like get paid for it. I need to understand my self-worth. So,
yeah. Cause if you don't know what your self-worth is, then how is anyone else?
Yeah. How is anyone else going to judge it?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Exactly. So when I would get into discussions about like how much money they're going to pay me or whatever, the rates and stuff, it didn't really matter to me because that's not why I was doing it.
Yeah.
It's not, but if I wanted to continue doing it, I needed to make money. But so when they would tell me things about like wanting to change it or wanting to do this, it's like, bro, I'm doing this because I want to do it. Like if I was doing this for money, dude, I would just fucking say, fuck this and just go to Amazon because they're going to pay me and I know what I'm going to get paid.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's whatever. So that's not what I'm doing this for. I want to say it got heated, but we definitely did hit a boiling point between that relationship, and they just like absolved themselves of it. Like they cut themselves out of the project.
Yeah.
They're supposed to be like the main sponsor and like the main guys, but they honestly wanted too much. I still don't think they see that. I think that they think that what they were asking was reasonable, which was not at all reasonable. But I think they didn't see, they wanted to steer it and I wasn't going to let him do it.
Yeah.
Because I wanted my own path. Whether I was just very true to my vision for this, and I told him, well, I don't know if I told him, but I remember thinking, like, if it fucks up, nobody watches it, gets like more dislikes than likes. Okay, dude, that's me. That's on me because yeah. I made that decision. But I'm going to learn from it, and I'm going to like do better the next time, and then whatever. You know, let me fall on my face. Fuck it, let me fall on my face.
Yeah.
But if I'm right, this could be cool. Mm-hmm. This could be different. Like, people might see it.
Yeah, so are people, like, hitting you up and specifically, like, hey, I want your, like, cinematic style?
Yeah, I mean, I was going to make a joke and be like, absolutely not.
I'm not doing great right now.
Honestly, bro, it's been a little rough since then. So, been a little tough. No, it's been that.
Yeah.
So, like, all the jobs that I've gotten and all the jobs that I said yes to have been from that place. Have been like, we loved what you did. We want that. So I've created, I feel like I've been filling a void that, that hasn't been filled before. Cause people didn't, what is there? Did they have a sign?
I don't, maybe an A.
Avoid. Yeah.
Yeah.
Avoid the void. God, so dude,
I'm glad they changed that. That's shit.
Yeah. It was a good idea. Definitely a good idea. Who's their head of their marketing?
I think Benny.
Yeah, probably. So, that's exactly what's happened. And like, it's funny because all these decisions that I was making and all this path I was going down was really good, but it wasn't like, it wasn't premeditated. It wasn't from a perspective of like a plan. It just kind of happened that way.
Yeah.
And because, I know it sounds cheesy, but because like I believed in myself, like because
you fucking did, and it paid off, and now people are seeing that, and like I don't know, I know you don't want to like stir the pot more and get into more shit and everything, but I can brag for you. Like I'm glad they fucking. I hope they see the fact that they maybe fucked up.
I don't think they did.
They probably didn't fuck up for them.
Yeah. I don't think they see that. I don't think they give a shit. Like I said,
they probably don't. But. No.
And like I said, like I look at them, I don't think because they're massive. I just think because of like the path they were on was so set that it didn't matter.
Yeah.
Like what
they're probably happy doing what they're doing. But I mean, shit, like they could have had a dope piece of work on their channel.
I think so. Yes. 100%.
And now they don't. So that's a point not for them.
Yeah, that's fine. But now the people that I'm working with right now, like they're in the off-road scene too. And they really believe in me. Yeah. Like they fucking do really cool stuff, and they invite me along, and they let me do what I want to do. And like, I don't know, like they trust me. They trust, like, and that's what I've told so many people before, like these big companies, like why are they so big? It's because they fucking trust the people that they hired to do the fucking thing.
Yeah.
Like their CEO isn't sitting there for every fucking meeting, like trying to figure out unless you're Subway. That guy was weird. But like for the majority of these massive, massive billion-dollar companies, there isn't one guy at the head of everything. He appoints people and then he's just like, fuck off, make me money.
Yeah.
And then
find people that can do the shit that we need them to do.
Yeah.
And let them do it.
And let them do it.
Let them do it.
Yeah. As we said it, and I know there's people that are in Terra Crew that have said this. I haven't said this. They have said this to me that they wish that they did this.
Yeah.
It's like, let the creatives be creative.
Yeah.
That's the fucking, that's the fucking heart of it. I have, I don't say I have editors because like they don't work for me. They work on projects with me, but I have like a couple of people that do some, that edit some projects for me and stuff. I don't fucking tell them what to do. Like, I just hand them the pro. I went to them because I liked what they've done in the past. And it's like, what you do that again, do that again.
Yeah.
You know? So that's, and then it's fucking, this is the dopest shit.
Trust.
Yeah. It's complete trust. Yeah. So, and it's the dopest shit. And then maybe there's some things that like, we could collaborate on, and then we could both improve on each other. But it's never like what they wanted. What those guys wanted was straight up just a guy in a fucking room, and they wanted to be over their shoulder with their arms crossed and be like, do this, do this. It's like, do it yourself, dude. It's like, you're already here in the room with me. Like, fucking learn the skill and do it yourself.
So, like, you hired me. Like, if you don't want me to just do my thing, then why don't you just rent a camera and do it yourself?
Yeah.
I don't understand.
Yeah, right. So, like, and the thing is, I've been in that scenario, like, with Redeem.
Yes.
Like, with, like, other videographers, like, you know, because Omen was, like, my vision and, like, you know, whatever. So, I've done that, and it's, you don't always yield the best results that way. Like, Yeah. So I've just, yeah, man, like there's so much that that our band taught us, that mm-hmm. taught me, that I just 100% apply to this. So it's just, it's really helped. So, I mean, I just try to be, like as free from all of that as possible. Like as much as people, I think, remember me as like being like super in control, I've literally like, I've really let go a lot of that, unless it's like mm-hmm. something that I've like, have a complete crystal clear vision for. It's like, nah, like this is what we're doing.
Yeah.
Trust me, we're going to do it this way. But then when I outsource something, it's like, oh, I know you're like, my vision they're incorporated into that.
Yeah.
So I understand right from the get-go
yeah.
that they're going to kill
your vision
it.
Is having like this type of edit
yeah.
from this person
yes.
in your vision. Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
So they're just like, oh, I already know what you're going to do.
I got you.
You're going to kill it.
Yeah, man, like you've always had, like I said, like from the get-go in the band and everything, like you've always had a vision and a good eye with what you wanted to do with things. The only thing that lacked was just the effort and the...
Yeah, the execution.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's hard with like five people, you know, and like we got pretty far. We, you know, we did a lot, but yeah, as I said, what more effort? That's what I'm thinking. Like, what could I have done differently? Like, pushed harder.
I don't know, but it's fucking cool to see what you're doing now, man. Like,
thanks.
Movie quality shit.
Yeah, I'm trying.
It's really good.
Thank you.
How dirty do you get?
Oh yeah, pretty dirty.
Because I've seen like you getting shots where you're laying in the dunes
yeah.
the cars jumping over you
yeah.
spraying sand.
Oh yeah,
cool shots,
that's,
but damn, that's a
that's
lot of sand.
Not the that's not the dirty part. The dirty part is getting to that spot.
Mm-hmm.
Like yeah, I mean, I honestly don't like, I don't know what it is. I'm sure it 100% has to be my clothes, but every time I get there, it's like, do you like doing this? Every
you're
time
you're gonna ruin your clothes, right?
Yeah, it's like, do you like is this what you like doing? Like, why is everybody, I'm like, why the fuck's everybody asking you that? It's like, yeah, dude, like, I wouldn't be here if I didn't like it.
Just wearing all black, though.
Yeah, sure. Like, wearing this
yeah.
in the desert,
yeah.
Yeezys. No, like, I have some, I mean, I don't know. I definitely do stick out because I don't have, like, desert attire, desert clothing mm-hmm. or whatever.
You're going to make that transition?
No. Crocs? No.
Sure, yeah.
I came very close to thinking about myself in them, but hasn't.
No, not yet.
No, I go in there with like, I had like the last shoe that I did, I was in there with Adidas like Ultra Boosts, like running shoes. I don't know. So
nice.
I'm sure it's the clothing.
Probably.
It has to be, yeah.
I noticed you have a channel, but you don't have anything on your channel.
Oh, you've seen it?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why?
Well, because because most of the work that I do isn't
it's for the other companies.
It's for them. It's not for me. There's only been like a couple videos that I've really done that are like that I've really wanted to do. Like, I wouldn't say that I don't like what I'm doing. I don't say yes to something unless I like want to do it.
Yeah.
But it's like not something that I would want to promote on my own channel.
Yeah.
It's more of like I don't know, just client work. So that's why there's a couple. This Ferrari video that I'm doing
mm-hmm.
is something that I really want to do. So I'm
and this is you personally, like you wanting, like you making the story, whatever you want to shoot.
100%.
Okay.
Yeah, he's a great dude. Yeah, he helped me. He helped me get my first cars, like my Alfa and my Lexus. And then without him, I wouldn't have a GTR. To be honest, like 100%. So he's fucking awesome. Like, he doesn't pay me anything, but like. He's covered all the expenses,
yeah.
So I'm not losing any money at the very least.
That's good.
Yeah. So like, but he's not like funding. He's not paying me to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I just was like, he's asked me like, can you do a Ferrari video for me? I'm like, yeah, I would, but I'm like kind of busy. Blah blah blah. So there was a short period where I had finished all my projects, and then I was just like kind of packing and getting ready for like my next shoot.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, all right, I have like 5 days. Like, that's the only time I take it. Like, take the keys. So he gave me the car. And I had the fucking Ferrari in my driveway for like the whole week. And I was just, I didn't have like a clear vision. I just knew that I wanted to do something kind of cool with like the lights and the rain. And I had this studio I wanted to do. So it wasn't going to be like a full fledged, like 3 minute, 4 minute, like cool, like cinematic banger.
Mm-hmm.
It was more going to be like teaser based. And that's all he wanted, really. But then that project kind of started getting away from me because it started becoming bigger than like it really was.
Mm-hmm.
So
I was like, not what you wanted?
No, no, what I wanted, okay. But, like, I just started, like...
Just grander.
I just started, like, oh, man, we could do this, we could do that, and, like, just didn't have enough time.
Yeah.
So, I was only supposed to have the car for, like, a day, but I ended up taking the car for 5 days, because we were just doing crazier shit. Like, at one point, we were, like, on the highway going 100 miles an hour on a bridge, and I was, like, chasing it with my drone. So, we were doing, like...
While driving,
yeah. I was in the passenger seat.
Oh, okay.
I was in the passenger seat.
So, you weren't driving the car?
No, my friend was driving the That'd Ferrari. Be Now be impossible because you have to fly with goggles.
Figure it out.
Yeah. So I was in the passenger seat and we're going like 80, just like on the Long Beach Bridge. I'm just fucking chasing the fucking thing. So it wasn't supposed to turn into that. It was supposed to just be like, oh, we'll get some cool little beauty shots. We'll just get like these cool up angles. Close. Yeah. You're like, oh yeah, lights hitting. That's pretty. But then it was just like, it just got bigger.
Now we're on a bridge.
Yeah. Now we're on a bridge going 100 miles an hour.
Have you thought of like shopping any out to people?
Not really. I mean, when it comes again, like a lot of it stems from doing the most minimal amount of effort and then just really just letting go, and then just I'm not joking.
Just seeing what happens.
No. Yeah. So it is like pursuing stuff, but it's more so like instinctually
okay
looking at something like, oh, it's kind of moving in this direction,
yeah,
so let's kind of pivot that way and let's go for it. It's not like, oh, this door's closed, let's fucking open it. Fuck you. You will like this. It's not like that. I'm not really doing that. So like, I'm just doing videos, doing cool shit. And someone happens to see it, you know, cool. I'll fucking boom, a hammer in there.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to, like, DM, like, BMW and be like, hey, motherfucker.
Hey, motherfucker.
Yeah, I know you like this shit. Even though I did DM BMW.
You did?
I just said hi.
Oh. Just hi.
I think I sent him the 350Z video.
Okay.
I did this like drift video. I don't know if you ever saw it.
I'm not sure.
It was pretty cool. I,
you have to show me.
Yeah, I'll send it to you. But it was this one of the last videos I did. But yeah, I sent it to him because I could see BMW liking this, but it was a 350Z, so I didn't jam it down their throats or anything. I just DM'd it to him. Been like, I don't even think I said anything. I think I just DM'd it to him, and that was it. I mean, they didn't respond. But whatever. So, but I mean, like, but if something happens where somebody messages me and then it goes that way and we start going down that path, then yeah, I'll 100% pursue that. But it's mainly like a net. I just have like a net and I'm just trying to see what
falls into it.
What falls in. Yeah. And I'll just go through that.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I never said yes to a wedding. Fuck a wedding. I'll never do a wedding.
That's, can make it look pretty dope.
Yeah. But I'd kill myself. before I saw it, because I wouldn't.
I mean, free catering, probably.
No.
Not worth it?
No, you wouldn't eat that whole time. You'd be working.
That's true.
No, I'm not going to do a wedding. I'll never do a wedding.
No weddings. Only movie shit,
only,
though.
Yeah, no weddings. Car shit's cool. Even truck stuff's cool. I never thought of myself doing truck stuff.
Yeah.
But truck stuff's cool. Like, it's cool. I don't know. Like, the fact that I can go out there and, like, I get paid to film a truck going, like, 20 feet in the air.
Have you thought about, like... Because you're already in music.
Yeah.
Doing anything?
No.
No?
No.
No interest?
Not at all.
Interesting.
Not at all. For me, music has always been like a collaborative effort. I've gotten my dopamine.
Gotcha.
Is that a word?
Yeah. Dopamine's a word.
No, is that the sleepy one or is that the...
wait, what is... Dopamine is...
That's the good one,
like,
right?
That's the good one. It's like, yeah. Ah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Which one's the sleepy one? Meth. Methamine.
I know there's melatonin.
Melatonin, that's
Is that
it.
What you're thinking?
That's okay. Yeah. Melatonin is the sleepy one. Dopamine is like the yes. This is why like, I do it. Yes, yeah. Why I do it. Yeah, no, I've always gotten my euphoric fix from being in a band.
Uh-huh.
From having a team collaborative effort and been like the camaraderie.
Yes.
You know? So making solo music, no. I know. Never really. No. Not at all. Never really wanted to do that. No. No, because I picture myself and I just think no. Yeah.
I mean, you can make some cool looking shit.
Oh, for the music videos?
Yeah, or like, I mean, even if you're like a touring guy or whatever, like a videographer on tour.
I'd have to get paid a lot of money.
Yeah.
To do that. Yeah. I don't think I would.
No.
No.
Probably, yeah.
Well, because it's like all those industries.
What about Muse?
Music would be sick. I would love to do music video for me. I mean, I would love to do music videos. Yeah. That's actually what I wanted to do when I got into like the mindset of making money from videos. Mm. I was like, dude, I want to do like artist development. I want to do like think about like what their style should be and kind of make videos that incorporate that, but then also but very very story driven based videos, because I feel like that's like very lost in these times. A lot of the videos are like performance based because it's cheaper.
Yeah.
And then just if there's any story, it doesn't fucking make any sense, or it's just like a cookie cutter, like, you know, girl and boy bullshit. Yeah.
So, or just probably just some CGI, whatever.
Pretty visuals, right? Where it's like it's all symbolic, but it's really not. They just do it and then just try to bend it to that.
Yeah.
But it's not.
I get you.
So, you know, so that's what I wanted to do. But then the truck started calling my name. Yeah. Well, no, the door just opened.
So about what any plans for the future? Do you have things lined up, events or anything you're doing?
Oh, like for now?
Yeah.
Well, I'm shooting my friend's McLaren next. It's my other friend's business partner, the guy with the Ferrari.
Mm.
I'm shooting that one. And then I'm going to, I'm going back to Glamis a couple times. Those guys that hire me, they're doing a couple events. So we're gonna go back and forth through there. And then a couple races. There's a couple, like, I think the Mint starts in Vegas. It's
races or
no, it's an off road race.
Okay.
So the Mint's coming up, we're doing that. And then we're doing, I don't know, that's all I got. But honestly, like, I don't have that stuff planned like that. Mm-hmm. It's usually just like spontaneous, like a week from now,
like hit me up and then like, okay, we're
Hey, we need a guy, come 5 days, can you come, you know, like, when is it? Oh, it's in 3 days. Like, okay. And then like we'll figure it out. Mm. Figure something out. That's usually what happens. What I really want is to just not do anything and then just do the videos that I want to do, like just like do this McLaren one. I want to do a video for like all of my friends' cars, but like I need to make a lot of money so that way I can afford to do that.
Yeah,
because I'm not saying that I'm gonna be like I need to live. It's more so those videos are expensive.
Yeah, so if like, you want to be able to make them, you need to
put into perspective. We didn't even spend. We didn't do anything because I had all the gear. But for the Ferrari shoot, we spent like $1,000 just in those 5 days with the car.
Jeez,
I didn't even charge them for me to film it.
Yeah,
like that probably would have been like a $3,000 video. But I
need to make some money.
Yeah, but I spent $1,000 of my own money doing that video. So
damn.
Yeah, it's expensive.
I hope you can make some money at it, man. Because your shit's good. It's really good.
Thanks. Yeah, I mean, it's not about that. It's about making cool. I just want to make the coolest shit.
You're doing it.
I want to make stuff that's in my brain and then real life.
Yeah,
but it's expensive.
It's expensive. So, we'll hire this motherfucker.
Thank you. Yeah,
let's go.
Yeah.
But yeah, is there anything that you could say to, I don't know, what do you want to end it on?
We can end this.
We usually go over like an hour and a half in.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, we don't have to, I don't know. Like I want to talk about what you got going on.
Me?
And like, there's a lot because what we just talked about has only been the last 6 months.
Yeah.
Like 8 months. Okay. And like we have 8 years. Well, we have like 9 years.
Yeah. I mean, you're definitely going to come back. I would like to have you on again for sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, we can talk about my shit off camera. Show you whatever.
That's fine. All right. To wrap it up.
Follow your dreams. Say fuck this if you want to quit your job.
Dude, you have no idea how many fucking like lunch meetings I've had with people. And it always ends with just quit your job.
Just quit your job.
Just fucking quit. And it sucks because, dude, the reason why I quit was because of the pandemic. Mm-hmm. was because of like I didn't feel shitty being unemployed because everyone was unemployed.
Yeah.
Because everyone was like kind of taking a break.
You're all in the same spot pretty much.
Yeah. So like I just used that time. I didn't know how long that was going to last for, and I didn't want to just sit at home and do nothing. So that's why I did what I did.
Yeah.
It wasn't like a tie your bootstraps up. Like if it were not for the pandemic, I would probably still be at Amazon or I would have killed myself.
Well, I'm glad you did.
Yeah. No, it was pretty dark.
Yeah.
But, so I'm just, I don't want to say I'm thankful for it because it's really shitty. It was a really shitty time. I mean, we're still kind of in it.
Yeah.
But it was just, I just saw it as a reset button.
I mean, it was for a lot of people. Like, yeah. it's not a shitty thing to say. Like, it just, like, some people it hurt and infected really badly, and some people it didn't and actually helped them.
Yeah.
In ways. So.
I mean, yeah, I got lucky and fortunate for sure. But had it not been for that, yeah, man, it would just, it'd be very different life. Very different life. Scary.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't have any advice. I don't know advice. Follow your dreams. I would say this. I will say to, if I'm speaking to someone, mm-hmm. if you truly have like a vision, don't compromise it. And you know, as much as I want to say I was talking shit about Terror Crew, but as much as we butt heads, I will say that they did stick to their vision. They did, and I did. Mm-hmm. We just, you know, couldn't find a way to,
and that's fine.
To collaborate. Yeah.
That's fine. But like, yeah, like have your thing, and like if you are passionate about it and want, go after it. Like stick to your guns.
Right. Yeah. And it's crazy because there are times where maybe you do have to compromise. You don't know. You know. Yeah. You can't see the future. But because if I had not compromised with the car, I wouldn't. I don't think I'd be here because mm-hmm. I wanted a white GTR Nismo edition, and I couldn't get it because I wasn't 30, and we got a black one,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't even want the black one, but we got it.
But
and
here we are now.
Here we are. That's the one I bought.
It's in my fucking driveway. It's in my,
yeah, it's crazy. So it's like don't compromise. Unless in the future that's better for you to compromise. Yeah.
Use it situation basis. Like, I mean, kind of feel the vibe out where you're at in the moment. Yeah. Like if you feel like the compromise is good.
Yeah. You have to. Yeah. Hey, life's a trip, eh?
Quit your fucking job.
Quit your job, eh? Life's a trip. Yeah, I don't know, dude. It's so case by case, situation, person to person. It's, you know, but I would always stay true to yourself. Trust your instincts. Take a shower.
That'd be good.
Because that's how I think.
Yeah.
Like I'll take a shower.
Clear
for
your
like
head.
45 minutes.
Put your hand on the wall.
Oh my god! Yeah, those are the best showers. Yeah, the cinematic sequence.
Yeah.
Yeah, with the water rushing down.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, just like if you could like. What really helps me, this is how I'll end it. It's the last thing I'll say.
Yeah, go for it.
What really helps me, this has always helped me, even in Redeem and all that stuff, has always been to just think it out. So I'll try to think of every single possibility and every scenario and every outcome. And I know it sounds like an impossibility, it still really helps because it gives you more, if anything, it gives you more confidence in that decision.
Yeah.
Because you'd be like, well, if I did this and this will happen, if I did this and this will happen, this one might be still shitty, but this is the best outcome. But I know this might happen. So when this happens, I'll do this and this and this.
Yeah.
So that's always helped me and has always pushed me, which is why when I was met with that, like, oh, we love your videos, but we want you to do it this way. I was like, fuck, I've been here before, like with Redeem and like compromising and whatever. So I'm like, I've seen how that plays out. So I want to do it differently. I'm going to do it this way because I wanted it to do it that way before and it didn't. But let's do it. Let's try it out. So, yeah.
Cool, man.
Yeah.
I appreciate you coming and talking.
Yeah, thanks for inviting me.
But yeah, we can end on that. Chris, is that, what do you go by now?
I don't really say my last name.
Ever.
Ever.
I'll cut that out.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, just say Chris.
Chris Project Ronin.
Yeah.
With a K.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Cool. Follow him, hire him. Do whatever you got to do. Yeah, this guy makes good movie quality shit.
Or if you just want to talk, you just need advice or whatever. Yeah. $100.
Cool, man. Thanks for coming.
Yeah, of course.